And that's how we started. I mean, you imagine today if you walk into your job and say, I quit, that's the end of your income. You have no money. Starting tomorrow, you have no money.
Yeah.
So, and the average person in America has less, doesn't have enough money in their savings to last 3 months.
You're right.
So once that's done, you're done. So this guy basically said, okay, well, let's take a look at what we can do, to start a business. And they said, okay, something that's fairly quick is to start a cleaning business. And that was where they started. They had no money to start, a business investing in this and that and the other thing. And he took it from his bucket and rag up to, it's like one of the most successful cleaning franchises in the States or something like that. It's a really, really phenomenal story. And so, I mean, it's people like that. It's real world people that you can really relate to, that are doing this, the everyday thing. How do you actually get to be successful? How did you get to where you are?
Right.
And there's how to get out of debt. And that's a pretty controversial one. If anybody goes in there to listen, how to get out of debt, there's some kind of controversial ways of doing that. Another one is, how to buy and sell rare books. And he's really taken a lot of different businesses and put them up there. And that was, it was really Michael that coached me into how to do interviews on a conversational basis and how to formulate the questions to be able to get the most information out of people.
Right, right.
So he was really a mentor in pretty much the first of helping me kind of formulate how to do an interview and how to go along with it. So it's basically, it's his interviews that are in there, that are in the Direct Response Marketing Audio Institute, and it's become basically an encyclopedia of business and marketing intelligence. And between the two, I mean, you could probably spend about 2 months just sitting there listening to audios. Between the audios, the ones that I've done and the ones that he's done, and so it's exciting. I mean, I've listened to every single audio that he did because I had to figure out, which ones are going to fit within the business professional.
Sure.
And yeah, I mean, it's phenomenal. The guy is absolutely fantastic.
All right. Well, that's great. You also have monthly member discounts on products and services that are really, really bargain. I mean, it's not just because, you may have set up, a deal with the contributor or whatnot, but I've, like I said, I've been back there and I've seen some of these bargains. They're really great. Now, will you give us a few examples, if you can, of some of the special offers that you've done in the past?
Sure. That's actually one of the sections that I'm looking forward to getting back into and reworking a bit, because there's some stuff there, but not what I feel is enough. I'd like to go to a page where I have to scroll down really, really far to find all the stuff. So I mean, it's one of those areas of the sites where I'm going to develop further. But what I basically did to start it is to contact pretty much the developers of products and services and whatnot that I was using and I had a really good personal experience with. And I said, look, here's what I'm doing with the business professional, and would you be interested in offering the members, a serious discount, not like a $5 or $10 thing.
Right.
And one of the products that I'm very proud to be able to offer is, I mentioned it before actually, it's a piece of software called PromoBuddy. And the guy, I'm not 100% sure how to say his name, but it's spelled Detlev Reimer. He's in Germany. That developed this thing, and he used FileMaker Pro and developed this piece of software that you keep everything in. And it's really my database of everything. It's all my contacts. It's all my joint venture partners. It's all my articles. It's all my easings that I've done before. It's absolutely everything. I mean, there's I don't think there's any piece of information that I have that doesn't have a category within this software. So I talked to him and I said, look, I mean, this stuff's phenomenal. Can I offer the members of the business professional something really, really special? And that's basically what I did with a lot of the different people that I've used their products and I use them on a regular basis. And another one was ISO Register from Jeremy Gislason.
Uh-huh.
He's a great guy. I got that in there. There's another one, Website Weapons, which is a phenomenal product that I've got. I put that in there, so it's really one of those areas where the products and whatnot that are in there is stuff that I've used previously, or that I use on an ongoing basis now, and I've gone to, you know, the originator and said, you know, can we work on something? And I mean, there's a lot of products as well that I've you know, that I use on an ongoing basis that I've gone to the person and said, you know, can we do this? And they said no. So you know, it's really one of those things where I really do have to develop it a little bit further, because I would like to make it an absolutely huge area. To have, you know, a lot more benefits for the members as well.
Right, definitely. That's cool. I know if you're anything like I am, you definitely keep your eye out for useful products, because, you know, there are a lot of copycat products out there.
Yeah.
And just shoving a bunch of freebies in a you know, area in the members area and calling it bonuses, it just doesn't do anything for anybody.
No, I agree.
All right. Well, you have a growing reprint and resale rights section as well. So let's talk a little bit about that. What made you decide to put that together? I know, you know, right now, especially, it's a really hot topic out there. Not just reprint and resale rights, but even private label rights.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about any or all three of those, the stage is yours, my friend.
Cool. Thank you.
You bet.
I think, yeah, the reprint rights and the private label is the biggest thing now, and I think it's almost a funny little marketing thing, because I read statistics, I guess it was probably about a year or so ago, that 95% of the ebooks and software that's purchased online never gets opened.
Wow.
So that means 5 people out of 100. And I don't know how totally accurate the statistics are. I mean, maybe it's you know, more like 90% or so. But I know there's a lot of people that just buy the ebooks, great intentions, you know, download it, put it on your website, go get a coffee, and suddenly there's something interesting on TV. Sit down and watch it, and then you forget all about your ebook.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a lot of things happen like that, and then, you know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't get read. So I think the really funny thing with reprint rights now, and I'm probably one of the worst at this as well, is you think you get all excited about it because you get on there, like on one of the reprint rights sites, and there's, you know, 100 or 200 or whatever reprint rights, and you think, wow, it's fantastic. There's like thousands of dollars worth of stuff that I can market here. So you download everything into the file, and, you know, I've got this reprint rights folder, and you download it all into there, and then you think, cool. I've just got to go finish, you know, answering my email. So I go and do my email, and then I forget about them. So, you know, I'm the same as the other 90 or 95% of people out there. But I think the really fun thing with reprint rights is basically being able to take the information that's in the product. I mean, it's fun to get reprint rights, but the biggest benefit, of course, is opening it. You have to open the thing. So there's absolutely tons of information out there. I mean, you can take, you know, God, I can't even think of one offhand, but there's a really good one. I just loved it. It was like 2 years ago. It's something like 300 or 400 pages, and I can't even remember what it was, but it was just basically, you know, the internet business people, the serious guys, you know, basically laid out a plan. If you had to make money in 30 days, what would you do? And it's a controversial thing because of the way that it was marketed, and the guy that did it disappeared, and that was lots of stories like that. But the whole thing is, it's this book that has reprint rights, and it was absolutely phenomenal. The information in there, you know, you take one of your guys, who are guys or gals, you know, that put the information in there. So look, in 30 days, here's how I'd go about it. You take just one of these people, follow that plan, and it actually, you know, you're making money in 30 days.
Yeah.
So I think the really fun part of it is actually, instead of just downloading everything and being excited because now you've got like $3,000 worth of products for free sitting on your computer, is actually to go through and open them. But I've got right now, good Lord, I've probably got about $50,000 worth of resale rates stuff sitting in my hard drive. It's,
yeah.
I mean, I can't say I've got everything. I mean, there's too much stuff out there, but Really what I'm doing with the resale rights part in the business professional is pretty much to open, you know, the stuff that's there, read
right.
through it. You know, if it's something I haven't done before, you know, I'm not 100% sure if the information is good or not. You know, basically go out and try it, put it to work, and see if it actually does what it says it's supposed to do. So what I'm doing now is pretty much the process of cleaning up everything on my hard drive that's resale rights, and when I find stuff that's the good stuff, then that's what goes on in the business professional. I mean, I've you know, sifting through stuff, I would say 50% of the stuff that I've got is next to useless or worthless, or some of it's outdated, and that, you know, you go through the links on the site and they don't exist anymore.
Right.
You know, so it's stuff that you really, you know, sort through it and pull out the best of the best and then put that onto the website. So, you know, there's some of the reprint rights are stuff that you'll find in lots of different places. Some of it's stuff that I have in an archive that you may have found it a few years ago, maybe not. And some of it's stuff that I haven't actually seen around too much, and I get it from places, you know, that I don't even remember where I got it. But some of the stuff is, you know, it's really seriously quality information, and you think, wow, you know, that's great, but I haven't seen it around. So that's the kind of stuff that you're going to find on there. So,
all right,
just yeah, to answer your question a little bit more specifically, some of the stuff that I've got. Oh gosh, I have to try and pull it off the top of my head. One of the kind of cool ones is one called Win More Customers That Buy a Lot of Products or something like that. It's a guy named Lawrence Baker, who I talked to him a little while ago, and I think he's in Dubai or Abu Dhabi or something. He's out in the Middle East somewhere anyway.
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, he was an Australian guy, and he put together a really cool ebook, and it's really got some seriously good information in it. Yes, of course, Paylock Generator, which is a piece of software that takes that basically makes a PayPal button, a PayPal payment button, using a JavaScript that it encrypts the PayPal payment button.
It's
like, oh my god, it's 100 times easier to use than going through the PayPal forms and trying to get a button,
right.
You know, through those forms. This is just like,
yeah,
boom, 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 very straightforward, and it's a phenomenal piece of software. It's like, I don't know, like $30 or $40 or something. It was phenomenal. So that's in there. And that one actually is probably one of the most used ones that I have, because what happens is, you know, people buy a wholesale license from us. So they get the latest one we've done now. You can buy 250 memberships for $175 that you resell. So you get the index or the sales page that we've used before, but you have to put in your own payment button. So if you're using PayPal, you know, you can go ahead and do it through PayPal, and it's I like things as simple as possible. I find the PayPal, trying to set up a button through PayPal is really, I guess it's not difficult, but it's very, very lengthy and time consuming.
Yeah, it is.
It's ridiculous. So I mean, people keep asking me, okay, well, how do I set up a payment? You know, the payment thing. How do I do the PayPal button? And they say, look, go in here, download this software, do it, and boom, it's done. So it's become a real time saver for me, for the people who want me to set up their index page, as well as for people who are setting up their own index pages, and just go in there and say, look, you know, I don't have to walk you through a system. Just go in and get the software, and boom, it's done. So that's probably the most downloaded and used piece of software that I have in there. What else? Oh, there's another one, 30 Minute Marketing Miracle by Brett McFall. That was a really good one. And there's 101 Ways to Stop the Money Leak. That's by Alan Wilson. That's another good one. And it's a really, what else? Oh, there's an article warehouse, which has, if anybody's looking for articles that you can use and private label for, good lord, any number of niches, whether it's dogs or cats or cooking, there's just an absolute ton of articles in there that I've put in there. They're private label articles that I've picked up from all over the place. So it's not just my stuff, it's people who actually know what they're talking about when it comes to dogs and cats and all that.
Yeah.
There's some niche keyword software. Actually, that's sitting on my desktop right now. I think it's called Good Keywords. It's actually, I think that one's a free one. But it's really kind of cool. I mean, it's a scaled down version of some of the software that's out there. It's really helpful for finding keywords for your web pages.
Right.
If you know when you're doing the meta tags, you set up a web page to do the meta tags so that it's optimized for the search engines as well as using it for Google AdWords. So that's another quite helpful piece of software. It's and they're all easy to use. If I find software that's really good but it's really difficult to use, I don't bother putting it up because I have my kind of level of expertise is just as keep it as simple as possible because I'm not one of these programmer guys. If I can't just fill out some quick forms, click on a button, and it happens for me, then it doesn't work for me.
Yeah, same way.
I think a lot of people are like that, but it's, you know, if I find a piece of software, you know, it's either free or low cost or whatever the cost, if it works really well and it's simple, then, yeah, then if it's a resale product, then you find it in there anyway. So kind of a little summary of what's in there anyway.
Hey, that's great. You talked earlier about how you have wholesale memberships. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned that you got that idea from David.
Yep.
And then I wanted to kind of talk about, you know, affiliate programs.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I know I asked you earlier, but for our listeners, most membership sites today have an affiliate program attached to them.
Yeah.
What made you decide to go with the wholesale membership licenses versus an affiliate program?
Difficulty in setting up an affiliate program that worked.
that's exactly the kind of info I'm looking for.
It was kind of twofold. At one point, Edwin and I were looking at putting together an affiliate program when we were selling the memberships directly for the business professional,
right.
And we looked at putting together an affiliate program for it, and it was very difficult because to get an affiliate program to work. Now this is going back a bit. To get an affiliate program to work through a payment processor, and then to get people canceled, I think was where we ran into the problem. Because if people canceled their membership, we still had to do it manually anyway.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, I think that was the main one. There was a bunch of other problems that we found, and I thought, okay, well, you know, this is just getting a little bit too silly.
Yeah.
That we'll just continue selling them on our own, and then pretty much the same time I took this course from David Valier, and I thought, hey, now this actually is something that may work even better, and that's pretty much where it came from. I mean, we don't have an affiliate program that sells individual memberships because we don't actually sell individual memberships. What we do have is an affiliate program for selling the wholesale licenses. Does that make sense?
Oh. Yeah, no, that's a unique twist, and that's kind of why I wanted you to elaborate on that more because, you know, you don't see that done a whole lot nowadays.
Well, this not a whole lot, because I mean, on the one side, if you have a membership website, you're going to make a good chunk of money selling memberships. So
right.
A lot of people don't want to give that aspect away.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I'm not. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I was to the point where, you know, I learned to make a bit of money online, and I thought, you know, way back when I was first starting, and it was so frustrating trying to make, you know, $10 a month and
right.
Figuring out how do I get an affiliate program to work and all that kind of thing. I thought, you know, one of my main goals was when I finally figure it out, when lightning strikes me, and I finally figure out how to make money online, I'm going to help as many people as I can to do that as well. And I thought,
yeah,
you know, whenever we hit this this system with David's course and coming up with, okay, here's how we can sell memberships fairly simply, it also lets anybody who purchases the licenses, it lets them have a really easy way to make money. And that was one of the goals. I mean, okay, we're going to give away, you know, tens of thousands of dollars a month in not collecting membership fees, but we're going to start making, you know, money on the back end sales, and that's, you know, that's fine. And I mean, I've got, you know, so many projects on the go right now. Whether, you know, if we lose $10,000 or $20,000 a month by helping other people, then I like to think that's my contribution to, you know, the online marketing world.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's kind of one thing. And basically what we've done, just kind of to clarify what we're actually talking about in case somebody's a little bit confused. We've taken, the business professional doesn't sell individual memberships to the website. What we've done is I've left the original sales page on the website, and then on the bottom of that sales page is just a little sentence that says, you know, that this is not, you can't buy memberships from this site, but if you click on this link, you're going to go to a site that looks exactly like this or similar to this or has the same type of information, and you can buy a membership there. And what I've done is I put the my wholesale licensees websites into a rotator. So when somebody comes onto the website, onto the business professional, and says, yeah, I want to have one of these memberships, they'll click on the on the button on the bottom, and they'll go to one of my licensees' membership sales letters and get the membership from there. So what we've done is then basically packaged up the memberships in a bundle of 250 memberships that we sell for $175. So what happens is each membership then costs 70 cents each, and the licensee then turns around and sells it for either $19.95 a month or $149 for a lifetime membership. The other thing that they can do is if they're selling a product that is equal to, price-wise, is equal to or greater than the price of the business professional membership, then they can use a business professional membership as a premium within their offer. They cannot give it away for free. It's right. Not something I want to see online that said, you know, suddenly you go onto a website and says get a business professional membership free. That destroys everything.
Yeah.
But they can use it as a premium as long as they're selling a product that at least equals the price of the business professional or it's better.
Right.
And it's basically, that's where it is. And the easiest affiliate program, and we have the affiliate program that works on selling the memberships, the membership licenses, the wholesale license package. And I use ClickBank for that, simply because it's so simple. I've had, you know, lots of other affiliate programs that I've tested out, and when I get the software to work properly, then I always have, there's always the hassle of at the end of the month, you know, then you have to go through and make sure everybody, you pay everybody for their efforts.
Yeah.
And being in Norway, doing business in Norway or in Europe is much different than doing business in the States or in Canada. And
right.
It's, you know, it's simple enough if I could just simply write somebody a check, you know, and get your checks out and you get your affiliate, you know, your affiliate check. That would be great, except it costs me about $20 to write a check from Euro. So, you know, if I have to pay $20 for every affiliate check I'm sending out, it's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't use PayPal simply because we had a big disagreement. So without going into that big lengthy story, I don't use PayPal. I set up PayPal for people who are selling the individual memberships, which is fine. That's their choice. But I don't use PayPal.
Right.
So that, in that respect, it does limit the amount of the ways I can pay people. My easiest way is I can do wire transfers to people, which is it's fairly simple. It's just, you know, there's lots of information I have to get from the person, but that's pretty much how I do it. But that all adds to the complex part of running an affiliate program, and I hate that. I don't like administration.
Right.
So I use ClickBank. So I mean, it costs a bit more, you know, to do that. But at the same time, number one, it works. You know, people get paid for the sales that they make, and number two, it saves me an absolute ton of time. You know, they pay the people directly, so it saves everywhere. And I also use a program, software called Easy ClickMate, which helps protect the affiliates so that they don't get their commission stolen like you could do. It's really easy to steal commissions with ClickBank. So I've also plugged in Easy ClickMate, which helps prevent theft. I mean, nothing is 100% foolproof, but yeah, it does help. So
yeah,
it really, I'm a big ClickBank fan now. It's one of those things. I started off in 2001 using ClickBank, and then I got away from them, tried everything else, and now I'm back. So it's just really simple. So that's the affiliate program that we do have on there. And the nice thing about with Easy ClickMate is I have pretty much, I shouldn't say all my products, but the majority of my products that I'm actively working with right now are listed there. So if somebody goes in, you know, and signs up with one of the products, if it's the memberships selling the wholesale licenses for the business professional, then you also see the other products that I have. And if gives away my little niches that I'm working in as well.
Right.
As well, too. So it's kind of cool. It is cool.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you that it is, and that's one of, you know, just another one of the reasons why I contacted you, because you're definitely doing some unique things, and you've been, you know, tremendously successful. So, I'll put in a plug for you, man. I'd use some of your methodology in some of the things that I do. So, in a way, you know, I do look at you as a form of a mentor. So, there's my compliment to you.
Thank you.
You bet. What are some of the tweaks or some of the changes that you've done along the way that really have stood out as memorable in reference to the business professional? Is there anything that you've done, like the changing the ad copy that has increased sales, or like, you know, you mentioned the ClickBank, how that has really helped simplify things, but is there anything else that you've done that you want to comment on?
I think there's probably so many things that I've done, I can't remember half of them. I think I would say that the biggest one is changing the membership, the way that we do memberships, the way that I learned in David's course.
Okay.
That would be the biggest change that I made in the site overall. Then going back to ClickBank, that's another big change. But I follow, I give you the formula that I follow, which basically keeps all the businesses that I have, it basically kind of keeps them they're all fluid. They're always in change, they're always in flux, and nothing really ever stands still. What I do, and I'll give you my most recent example, the one that I'm playing with right now, is it's a website that I have that's called palmistrysecrets.com. And what it is basically is an ebook by a really phenomenal palm reader. We basically worked on putting the book together. I know nothing about palmistry. I'm interested in it. I like to read about it, but I'm not the kind of person that can look at your palm and say, "Oh my God, you're going to die in 5 days." You know, that kind of thing. You know, I can't read a palm at all. And I don't want to. But I am interested in it. I think it's kind of neat. So anyway, to make a long story short, he is a phenomenal palm reader. So he put together this ebook, and I worked on it with him, to edit it and you know, fine-tune it, make things work, and I put together a website. And I then joined up with another partner, and he did the marketing on it and couldn't get it to work, couldn't get the website to work. So we just basically left it, and this is probably about 2 years ago. And it's one of those things. One day I start going back through my archives and see, you know, what have I done in the last little while that, you know, that's kind of still outstanding. And it's one of those things that you're going through the file folders, and I think, oh, son of a gun, there's Palmistry Secrets. And I thought, okay, let's give that a try and see what I can do with it.
Right.
So, and this is, I'm just using Palmistry Secrets as an example, but this is basically the process that I did with the business professional as well. It's just been a little while since I've done it, so it's, you know, it's not so fresh in my mind, but... What I basically do is put together a sales letter, and I'm not the world's best copywriter. In fact, I'm probably not even one of a good copywriter. I just kind of start somewhere and ramble on and babble and put together something,
and
then go back and kind of tweak it and tweak it and tweak it. But basically at the beginning, put together a sales letter, copywriting stuff, and you know, whatever comes off the top of my head, and. Then put it out on Google AdWords, and see what I can do that way. And it basically starts there. If I can get a decent click-through rate ratio, you know, between 0.5% and 1%, then I'm happy. It turned out that the two ads that I wrote on Google AdWords and ended up getting, I think it was like a day or 2 days ago, we're up to 4.2% click-through ratio. Today it's down to 3.18%. But once I've got the ads working, I ended up getting, within the last couple of days, it was like a 1,000 clicks that went through the website, and I made one sale. So I think, okay, well, this is great. I mean, I've got a fantastic click-through ratio on the ads, but obviously the sales letter sucks. It's absolutely crappy. So, you know, I spent $112 and made $37. So, you know, I'm a little bit in the red on that one so far. So I thought, okay, well, let's take a look at it and do it from perspective of something that's worked for me before, and I've always had good luck on email marketing. I like building lists, specifically targeted lists. Like, this is going to be a list of palmistry people who are interested in palmistry, psychic, paranormal, that kind of interest group. So what I did is take off the sales letter. I took down the sales letter, and I put up just a simple page that basically says, you know, you can get the first two chapters of Palmistry Secrets, this Palmistry Secrets ebook, for free. You know, name and email address, and when they click the send me the email button at the bottom, then it goes to the sales page, which I also reworked. So the whole point is basically now they're in an autoresponder that has 12 autoresponder messages, and you know, then they'll go through there, and I'll be able to measure the sales and see what happens.